This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是杨丽，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学节目《你问我答》。每期节目，我们都会回答朋友们发送来的一个问题。今天呢，我们回答来自哈尔滨的雅晴同学的问题，请听她的录音。
I'm Yaqing, I'm from Harbin, and I have a question about different words to describe the same species of stuff. Like in Chinese, we have a word 鸡, but in English, we have many different words, like hens and chicken and something like that. So could you explain different words, how to describe a same thing?
谢谢雅晴，这是蛮有意思的一个问题。我们一起来个鸡词大盘点，养鸡的、属鸡的和喜欢吃鸡肉的人今天都将收获大大的。雅晴说的不错，汉语里的确有一个通用词鸡，不过细想想，汉语里不是也有公鸡、母鸡、小鸡的区分吗？英语也是如此， A rooster, a cock or a cockerel 表示公鸡， A hen 表示母鸡， A chick表示雏鸡、小鸡，请听例句。
Roosters crow at dawn.
公鸡黎明时打鸣 ，crow 是动词打鸣 ，at dawn 意思是黎明。
Roosters crow at dawn. Hens won't lay eggs during this cold weather.
这样冷的天气，母鸡不会下蛋的。Lay 在这里是动词，表示下蛋。
Hens won't lay eggs.During this cold weather. Look at those fluffy chicks. Aren't they lovely?
看这些毛茸茸的小鸡多可爱呀。Fluffy 是形容词，意思是毛茸茸的。
Look at those fluffy chicks. Aren't they lovely?
你可能会问，怎么说了一圈还没有提到 chicken 一词呢？因为这个词的意思啊，远远不止鸡或小鸡，它还可以表示鸡肉。胆小鬼和懦夫，而且这个词派生出的固定短语也不少呢。请听例句。
Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
别过早乐观。
You might be able to get a loan from the bank, but don't count your chickens yet.
也许你能从银行贷款，不过别过早乐观哦。
It is a chicken and egg situation.
这是一个因果难定的问题。
It really is a chicken and egg situation. Football is a popular sport because there are many commercial sponsors. Or there are many commercial sponsors for football because it's a popular sport.
到底是因为足球是商业赞助才成为了热门的运动呢？还是因为它热门才招来了商业赞助呢？这恐怕是个鸡与蛋的问题啊。
No spring chicken.
不再年轻了。
My grandma doesn't go dancing anymore. She's no spring chicken.
我奶奶不再跳舞了，她已经不年轻了。
Chicken out.
胆怯退出。
I couldn't believe that John chickened out at the last moment.
我简直不敢相信约翰竟在最后一刻胆怯退出。Chicken 是西方人普遍喜欢吃的家禽，而且也几乎不受任何宗教信仰的限制。因此你会发现大多数餐馆的菜单上都少不了鸡肉。从英国人的口味来说，有 roast chicken, 烤整鸡 ,grilled chicken, 烤鸡肉，还有 marinated barbecue chicken, 腌制烧烤鸡肉 ,yummy! 好，最后给大家介绍什么叫 hen party, 女子聚会。这是专门指新娘在婚前和自己的一帮女性朋友凑到一块的一种喜庆的聚会。地点呢，也许在家里，也许在酒店或度假地。请听例句。
Laura is getting married. I've been invited to both the hen party and the wedding.
Laura 要出嫁了，女子聚会和婚礼日的邀请我都收到了。相对的是新郎那一边的男子聚会 ,a stag party。不过一般都使用 a stag night 或者 a stag do， 当然这和鸡没有任何关系，顺便说一下而已。
Jack had his stag night at his local pub before he got married.
杰克结婚前一天，在他家附近的酒吧举行了男友聚会。 好了，今天就讲到这儿。谢谢雅晴的问题，也欢迎更多的网友提问互动。我们的邮箱是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。我是杨丽，谢谢收听，我们下次节目再会。
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.